Now on Sports Today, the coaches back to back. For Pedders, the place to go before you tow. Brake, steering and suspension. See pedders.com.au.
Let's kick it off for Pedders. Let's go to the Adelaide Crows. Their coach Don Pike has been good enough to join us. G'day, Pikey.
Yeah, good evening, guys. How are we going?
Very interesting day over your way, obviously, with Eddie Betts' scenario and, of course, now Rory Sloan on the sidelines.
Yeah, that came through later this afternoon. So we're in the process of just having a look at the incident and having a chat with the people that look at those things. And we've obviously got till late tomorrow morning to make a decision on what we do with that one.
What's your gut feel, Don?
I don't know. I mean, it was probably Sloaney, if you've watched Sloaney over a number of years, you'd find that he's probably the most honest, hard, you know, at the ball sort of player and a real ball player. So it's probably a little bit surprising, but we'll see what they say and we'll assess it from there. I won't necessarily talk about what it looks like when the process is in play at the moment.
To get it out of the way, has your club been involved in much in the Eddie Betts affair today, or has it all more been about your rival Port Power?
Oh, no, that's sort of taken course over the last couple of days, and Eddie made a statement released some information or some footage this afternoon regarding it, and I think, you know, we sort of dealt with that as a club, as an industry. It was again one of those ones you don't like to see because it's unnecessary around the players and what occurred and so forth. But we've been, you know, just providing our support to Eddie and our Indigenous players on the way through.
Pikey, an important player for you, not to underplay many of the others, but Brodie Smith, having had a good season and so on, a bit of concussion out of Saturday evening, 6-day break. How will you handle him? Is he likely to miss this week?
Brodie will probably have to make a decision on him in the next couple of days. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, got that little knock on Saturday night and couldn't come back on, and reported in today, and he's probably got a report tomorrow, and the doc will check him out from there, and we'll make a decision from there. But you know, he's had some history last year, yeah. And we'll see how he's feeling and how he's sort of reporting back in with the concussion tests and the protocols these days, and make a decision on that later in the week.
Any physical or sort of mental weariness out of such a grueling showdown on Saturday night?
No, we had a review with the players this afternoon, and we just ran through some areas where, you know, we've got some things we did really well and some stuff we've got to keep working on. But, you know, the game always has its natural, you know, high. It's a bit like the Derby over there in Perth.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of got a bit more focus and a bit more intensity. But, you know, to be honest with you, it was a good game for us to have. We'd come off the back of three games where we played, you know, the 16th, 17th and 18th place teams in the comp, and so it was great for us to get that sort of level of intensity heading into, you know, what's coming up in the next month or so.
So how do you treat training physically? I mean, bearing in mind you've got a massive game on Friday and then you've got a week off.
Yeah, so we've got 6 days into Friday night on West Coast, who obviously, you know, played really well last weekend and had a great win against Hawthorn. So, yeah, this week at training, it'll be a bit more about, you know, just getting the guys up and going, freshen them up and get ready to crack on in again on Friday night.
You talk about the freshening process. If all goes well for your boys with Adelaide, Donny Pike, you could win this week, finish second, get a home first up final, possibly win it, have another week off, have a prelim, and then you might not travel for something like 5 or 6 weeks other than from Adelaide to Melbourne for a grand final.
Well, it looks like you've got a really good crystal ball there.
Some say I haven't, but I reckon I have. The thing is with that, though, it's a lot of gaps for you. And this bye I was leading to after your first response, Donny, the bye going into the finals, will it be good for your guys with so many other weeks off? Or would you rather keep the momentum going now that you've had the showdown on the back of those three, you know, softer sort of games?
I think it's going to be different for everyone, to be honest. Mm. I think it's the whole top eight's going to experience something we haven't experienced before, which is a week's break. And the challenge will be, you know, depending on what the scheduling looks like coming out into that, whether it's a Friday night game, a Saturday game, a Sunday game, or even a Thursday night game. I know it's been sort of touted as well. So, you know, we'll have to manage our training program and our sort of recovery and planning into whatever day that might be. So, I think it's going to be different for everyone. It's going to be new for everyone. For us at the moment, we're really, you know, what will be will be. I mean, I know it sounds sort of coach talk, but really for us is we've got West Coast this Friday night, and you know that's an important step for us to finish where we want to be able to finish in the season to give ourselves, you know, the best chance come finals.
So the fact that it is round 23, there are no more home and away games. Are you leading up this as it is a final then?
Well, in some respects for us, it is. I mean, it's going to, the way the ladder's sort of positioned is, this game is going to dictate where we finish. And the reality for us is we want to finish as high as we can. In order to do that, you know, we need to get a result come Friday night. So, it sort of starts that process, if you like, because from here, it'll dictate where you head in coming weeks.
What's harder in handling your group this week? Coming off a showdown where historically, as you say, they like derbies and the boys can be a bit mentally or physically tired and worn out, or a six-day break going into such a critical game that you're deeming as even a final?
Oh, look, I think we will recover as we did, and we had a six-day break coming off Fremantle back into the game on the weekend. So we'll recover. We're really mindful of giving our players not only the physical break, but some mental recovery as well, so they can freshen up. Because, as you know, at this time of the year, it's about the attitude you bring and the effort you can bring in on a game day. So we're mindful of making sure we manage their loads, both from a physical and mental viewpoint. But, you know, if we shouldn't need incentives to play, you know, this time of the year. We understand where we're at and the position we're in, and the importance of win-loss from here on in.
Donny, you've got to where you are for a reason, and the methods that you've used. I mean, do you alter them this Friday? The fact that Shuey and Pritis and these guys have been up on top of their game, do you look at maybe having someone go with them?
Well, that's always a possibility. It's not something we've done throughout the season, but, you know, we've certainly spoken about it a number of times on the way through. So, look, for us, it'll be probably a return to, you know, the way getting, you know, not that we've gone away from that, but, you know, continuing to play the way that we know creates winning for us as a team. And those, just reinforcing those principles. As you said, we put ourselves in this position through some really good performances and playing some really good team footy. And I think if that's one thing that we've been, I think, pretty strong on all season, has been our contribution across, whether it's our backs, our mids or our forwards. We've just been really even as a group. And so our guys have got a really clear picture of that's what we need to bring. And that doesn't change, you know, regardless of the game. That'll be the same focus areas for us to take into Friday night.
You've got plenty to play for. Any prospect that you need to address, just that potential for a complacency, that the home ground advantage, what you've got to play for, no Nick Nat Newey with your boys, do you have to sort of spark them up, fire them up somewhat late in the week?
No, not at all. I think our guys are very aware of the position we're in and what we're playing for. I think, you know, we've worked long and hard through the season to get to this point, and that's, you know, that work's led to this opportunity. And I would hope by the time we get to Friday night, we're not going to need extra motivation, if you like, to come and play the way that we want to play to be able to get the result.
How good is it, barring perhaps the, you know, we'll see what happens in the morning with Rory Sloane, is it to have a settled side? I mean, this time last year, for instance, you would have been, all the talk was about Dangerfield. You know, was he staying, was he going? Now you've already signed up, you know, guys like Jenkins and Crouch who've been under a little bit of media speculation throughout the year.
Yeah, look, it's been one of our strengths this year. I think we've only used the 28, maybe 29 players so far. So we've been able to get a number of the guys playing regularly together. And as you know, that builds a real chemistry and a bond between the players. And certainly, you know, our backs and our mids and our forwards, we've got that. So we've got a lot of guys who have played a fair bit of footy together. So they've experienced a lot on the way through. They learn week in, week out in different scenarios, different situations. They get to really get, as I said, that understanding between each other, and yeah, that's really powerful for us going into a, you know, the last game in the finals. Is that they know because they've experienced it and they've learnt through it that what's going to be required to compete on the you know, the bigger games coming up.
Just to confirm that numbers, the player numbers, Donny Pike, 29 your boys, 4 better than Geelong, 33. So it is a stable factor. Just on that, Pikey, approaching the end of your first season, have you exceeded even your own expectations on what might come with Adelaide in your first year?
The expectations when we started was to, you know, improve on last season. And last season, you know, as I've said previously, we, you know, the side made the finals and won a final. So, you know, we've now put ourselves in a position where we'll make finals, and you know, hopefully we'll finish as high as we can, you know, with the result on the weekend. And but the thing I think we've been able to do is improve as a collective, but also as individuals. So, you know, we've even got guys who aren't playing AFL footy and haven't played AFL footy this year, but, you know, our sample sides qualified for the finals for the first time. Some of our guys who are outside who haven't had opportunities through, you know, lack of injuries or form because the side's been playing well have continued to get better. So, as I said to the players when I started, for me it's about if we individually improve, and that's our challenge from coaching to really help you be as good as you can be, then the collective comes along as well, as long as we've got the right sort of mentality around our teammanship.
Pikey, thanks for your time. Good luck on Friday. Let's hope we talk to you right throughout September.
Thanks, guys.